Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions. We've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Miles in Brockport, New York.
My name is Miles from Brockport, New York. I would like to know how you guys get your supplies ready for your children.
Thank you, Miles. How do we get our classroom supplies? Before Allie and I answer, we have to say we're pretty privileged. We have a lot of advantages over other teachers. We have a supportive school district. We have a strong and active PTA with families who donate a significant amount of money to our school. And although we live in San Francisco, which is one of the most expensive cities to live in the U.S., we also get paid above the national average for teachers. And so we're often able to spend a little money out of our pockets. So I think that's the first place to start, Allie. I think just recognizing that, because I think when some teachers hear our answers, they're going to be like, that's not how it is for me.
Yeah, I agree. We're definitely privileged at our school site, and we have a team effort. We have a lot of materials provided by our school or our families.
Miles, I will tell you that the average teacher spends about $895, so almost $900 out of their own pocket every year for materials in their classroom. I don't spend close to that, but most teachers spend a lot of their own money on classroom supplies.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but I'm also not surprised.
For us, Miles, we get almost everything we need, and I think I can say everything we need from our school district. Would you agree, Allie?
I think for our school, yes.
We also have a marvelous, a wonderful secretary at our site who orders, manages, and maintains our supply room.
Shout out to Miss Anna. Thank you, Miss Anna.
I don't have to pay out of pocket for necessary things like whiteboard markers, paper, pencil, glue, rulers. I do sometimes buy extra things for my classroom, and sometimes I use my own money, and other times I'm using money that our PTA gives us as a class fund every year. We get a little bit of money that we can spend on additional supplies for our classrooms. We also have parents who donate supplies throughout the school year. Upstairs in the supply closet, we have tissue. We have Kleenex. It's single ply, so it's always nice when parents drop off the nice stuff, the soft things.
I agree. I mean, teachers buy a lot of things on their own, like classroom prizes, like stickers, fidgets, and project supplies for science. But I'm also very particular about certain things. So like erasers, we have them, but I like a certain brand of erasers. So using my own money for that.
I remember when I was a kid, Allie, that when I came to school, my family actually bought most of the supplies or a lot of the supplies that I was going to use during the school year. I used to really look forward to it. The schools would send home a letter in the summer. They would tell you what class you're in and what supplies you would need. It would be a big, long list. And then you'd go shopping with your family and you'd go to a store and you would buy notebook paper. You'd buy pencils. I always wanted the 5-star notebooks. Did you like 5-star?
I did, yes.
So again, some level of privilege there, right? I had a family that was able to do that. Not all families are able to do that. Not only that, not just the normal, you know, store brand notebook. I wanted the 5-star notebooks. I did really like that as a kid. I'm really thankful that our families here at our school don't have to do that. We don't send home a list of things that we need because we have the things that we need provided by our school district and our PTA already.
I also am thinking about other schools, how teachers are also trying to provide that for their students so that they don't have to go out and buy those pencils or notebooks. They already have them there for their students. So spending their own money so that their kids don't have to.
Once I heard Miles's question, Allie, I started thinking about all of the supplies in my classroom. And I was actually thinking about, what are my favorite supplies? What are the things that I like the most? I'm going to tell you my number one. So I'm going to ask you for three. I want three supplies that you really, really like. Here's my first one. My first one is, and I think this is the best supply any teacher can have. And every time I have a student teacher, this is the gift I buy them. Foam dice. Foam dice. I use dice in math so often as a component for games. Foam dice I use all the time. And if you didn't have foam dice and you just rolled regular dice and you had 11, if you had 20 other kids rolling dice at the same time, it's so loud. So highly recommend foam dice as the number one classroom supply. What's your favorite classroom supply?
So my mind went in the same direction, but it is dice, but it's my double dice. So
what is a double die?
It's a die within a die, but they're Hold really on. Loud.
I need a picture. It's a die within a die.
Mm-hmm.
So you roll it. Do you see both of them?
Yeah. So it's two transparent dice. So there's a 2-inch die and inside there's a smaller one. So when you roll it, you can technically roll two numbers.
So when I roll it, then I can see I rolled a 5 and a 3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's really loud. So okay. It's not foam.
Yeah. You got to get a foam version of that. How do you use it though? Like what game do you play where I'm rolling two die like that?
So whether we're doing multiplication facts, so like 3 times 4, if 12. It's fractions,
12.
You got it right, 12? Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Or fractions, so it comes in really handy. They don't have to have 2 die, they just get the double die.
Okay, that's cool. That is a cool supply. My number 2, Allie, and I need some help because I can never remember what it's called. It is the pocket holder for my math game. So I have math games just on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and I put it in this little sleeve, and then you write on it with whiteboard markers. But I can never remember what that thing is called. I use them almost every day, and I'm just like, go get the thingies you have the math games in.
And they know what you're talking about.
They know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Let's look it up. What is it?
So looking it up, it's called dry erase pockets. Dry erase pockets.
Okay. Dry erase pockets. Love them.
Are you going to remember the name of them though?
No, I will forget. They'll be the thingies with the markers, guys.
I mean, they'll figure it out.
Number 2 for you. What's your second favorite classroom supply?
Favorite classroom supply. I mean, honestly, a really good working Expo marker because it drives me insane when I open it and they're dry. So a really good dry erase marker goes a long way.
I mean, that is definitely, I think that's the go-to tool for teachers. We talked about it before when we talked about whiteboards. A really good marker. I mean, I'm going through those all the time. Yeah. My number 3, and this is not a paid advertisement. This is, I'm receiving no money for this. This summer I was introduced to and it kind of goes with what you were talking about with whiteboards and the pocket sleeves. I was introduced to something, there's erasable crayons. So I have 2 boards in the class. They're from a company called Doodleface. And instead of writing with Expo markers, they can write with crayons, and then you can just wipe it away. We talked before about whiteboards reducing the mess of blackboards. These kind of reduce the mess of whiteboards.
I have never even heard of those.
Turn around. They're right there. They're the cat and the dog boards. And there's erasable crayons right there.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to give them a try. Doodleface, not a paid advertisement. What's your number 3, your third favorite supply in your classroom?
I would say my number 3 is a really good pencil sharpener.
Yes. 100%. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
I didn't know Allie's answers ahead of time, so I'm just hearing it now for the first time too. Yes, that is a really good one. I've had that one. The one I have in my classroom right now, I've had for a while. How about you?
I think the longest one I've had was 5 years.
5 years?
5 years.
What? That is a gamer.
Yeah.
Man, I would stock up on 3 of those in my closet and just go back to them. 5 years.
5 years.
That's amazing. I think teachers hearing that are going, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm proud that we still have it. So,
I mean, the students put pencil sharpeners through the ringer. They beat up those things, sharpening pencils. I mean, I have strict rules. No color pencils in mine. What about you?
We use color pencils. But I mean, we
5 years and you're putting color pencils in that thing?
We have 2. So I don't know which one they're using for the color pencils. So maybe it's not that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm with you. That's a great supply. So Miles, we hope that answers your question. Allie and I get a lot of our classroom supplies from our school, from the families at our school, and we're really fortunate. We're really lucky to teach where we teach. And not all teachers have the privilege and the resources that we have. There's a lot of websites out there. If you're listening and you're thinking about how you can help other teachers get the classroom supplies that they need, Donor Choose is the first one that comes to my mind. That's a website. I used it very early on in my teaching career. I haven't used it in a few years.
Yeah, that was my go-to website when I first started as well.
Donors Choose will help you raise money for your classroom. And every once in a while, there's corporate matches and people come along and they buy supplies for teachers. There's a lot of other websites out there like that. I think another one is called Adopt a Classroom. There's also organizations like Kids in Need Foundation, and the NEA.org is another organization that donates money to teacher classrooms. So if you're looking to support classrooms in your area, first go to your school, check in with your PTA, and if you want to find other ones in your community, you can head to some of those websites that we listed. Thank you to Miles in Brockport for their question. If you'd like to submit your own to You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. Any of the tissues that have bears on the box are always soft and nice.
I mean, I didn't know there was tissues with bears, so I learned something new. I'm still stuck on the tissues with bears on them.
I might have been thinking of toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm like, I think it's toilet paper, not tissue.